Alan, people kind of are frustrated in breast, lung, and colon in terms of the lack of bevacizumab predictors. What was looked at in the 4599 study, and is there anything out there that you think might be promising?
We looked at several serum proteins that included VEGF, E-selectin, beta-FGF, and ICAM. And we looked at both baseline, and then with some of them, we were able to look at them after treatment. We drew blood after the second cycle of chemotherapy. Something that's kind of interesting about bevacizumab and anti-angiogenesis in general is when it was first discussed back in the late 90s or around 2000, whenever Dr. Folkman had his work with the four mice, the thought was that this concept of therapy could not possibly work in pre-established tumors. It could only work in the micrometastatic setting, preventing the neovasculature and turning the disease into a chronic illness. Remember, that was the hope. Well, then, as often happens in oncology, what you find in the laboratory doesn't translate to the clinic very well. And lo and behold, we find out that in all the studies that have chemo and bevacizumab, the response rates are much higher with the bevacizumab. And then there became subsequent work, Rakesh Jain, George Ouellette, that suggested that by pruning the neovasculature within the tumor cells, you get better drug delivery and therefore better response rates. And we forgot about the other aspect of anti-angiogenesis, the sort of potentially maintenance aspect of the micrometastatic disease. So my view at this point is that I believe that both concepts are valid. And so I think there's a reason to give with chemo and a reason for the maintenance. It would be nice if, you know, a randomized study would be done that maybe had two or three arms to sort of see whether you need the maintenance or not. But until such time, I think you're left with the phase 3 data as it is.
Tom?
We'll get that answer in ovarian cancer. Aren't they doing a large trial in ovarian cancer?
I think you're right.
Maintenance or no maintenance?
I think you're right.